All right, let's talk with Vaughn Palmer from the Vancouver Sun this morning because, boy, there's so much to break down. Good morning, Vaughn.
Good morning, Simi. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening, but it was a real turn-the-page moment over here in the Capitol yesterday as some members of the press gallery actually attended a press conference in person.
Wow.
Yeah, like for the first time in 18 months, I think. So Keith Baldry was there, Rob Shaw was there, and I'm going to forget one of my colleagues, but yeah, I talked to Baldry yesterday afternoon, and he said, "It's really strange. you're sitting in a chair, and the politician is right there in front of you, and you're not distracted by the incredible Nigel with his hand signals." And Nigel is absolutely brilliant at it. I have to say, Simi, that when he does the putting the jab into your arm, you can almost feel the needle going in. He's so vivid and powerful. So,
well,
anyway,
you're right. That was a big deal yesterday.
Yeah, we're getting on to, the new world is beckoning. The page is being turned. The legislature adjourned yesterday, but when it comes back in the fall, we're told it might actually be more or less normal, which, for the BC legislature can still be pretty strange.
That's all relative, right? That's all relative based on what normal is. Okay, let's talk about what the whole thing with the second dose of AstraZeneca versus Pfizer. And I was telling Gord this earlier, Vaughn, I was sitting there after just getting my second dose of AstraZeneca, scrolling through my phone, reading the news, when I saw what NACI had recommended, and I thought, what?
Yeah, do you ever feel like the entire system is just kind of screwing around with
you? Yes, I did.
Dr. Henry, as we know, is a master of herself, remaining calm and reassuring, but I think it's fair to say she was a little exasperated by this yesterday. The public health officers in the country, the BC Health Minister, Adrian Dix, have been struggling to get people to get vaccinated, to tell them we're on track, to tell them everything's going well. Bad news yesterday from Pfizer that some of our shipment of Pfizer is going to be delayed, and then she has to deal with a NACI recommendation that mainly just served to confuse people.
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand. Do they not have that conversation before they put a recommendation like that out? Because Dr. Bonnie Henry was essentially saying, we're not going to pay attention to this.
No, she said, look, it's a very small study, speculative, not conclusive, and BC is not changing its recommendation on that basis. The context on this is that we here in British Columbia and right across Canada had, at the beginning of the year especially, shortages of vaccines. There's all kinds of reasons why we didn't have enough vaccine, but it led to some public health decisions that were making the best of shortages. So we, as you know, Simi, extended the interval for Pfizer and Moderna especially, because we weren't going to get enough, and we needed to get as many people with a first shot as quickly as we could, because that was going to do the most to reduce the risk. And the other thing is, we made maximum use of AstraZeneca because we had AstraZeneca. And yes, our politicians, our leaders, our health officers all said, the best vaccine is the one you get. Well, that was true, because not only was the best vaccine the one you get, it was the only one that was available. So I think that's where all that came from. I mean, NACI is not obliged to provide political cover to what was partly a political, not a scientific decision, but for the public, this thing is complicated enough. I know you're not alone in being exasperated yesterday with the way this went out, and I can understand Dr. Henry's exasperation as well.
Me too. And my feeling was just like, well, what's done is done. There's nothing I can do to change it. The pharmacy where I got it done, they told me that they were getting about 70% uptake on the AstraZeneca second dose. So out of all the people that they dosed for the first time, they're getting about 70% return.
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly reducing our risk, and we're collectively reducing our risk, which is itself part of the story. The Pfizer holdup, I was scheduled, past tense, to get my second dose for Pfizer in July, and based on the news yesterday that the Pfizer deliveries are going to be held up in July. I'm guessing I maybe switched to Moderna. I've seen the evidence that, you know, Moderna and Pfizer are pretty much equivalent, so I'm not in the position that AstraZeneca recipients are. But, yeah, I mean, this system isn't perfect. We're not in a perfect position here in British Columbia or in Canada. We're doing better than most places in the world. And, you know, the other point, which I think has been made a bunch of times, is we've never really been here before.
Yes.
And our public, I've certainly criticized our public health officials, as you know, and our governments and all that. But I also recognize they are trying hard to make the best of a not perfect situation.
Right. Okay. One more thing I wanted to talk about today for sure, because I thought I was quite entertained reading about this yesterday, having to do with the expert housing panel and their report that arrived. And then the one thing that they suggested was immediately shot down.
The two things they suggested, it was DOA before the press. Some of my colleagues had finished reading the content. So this is an expert panel appointed federal, provincial, and a huge, huge challenge out there, which is housing affordability. They chaired by former NDP finance minister, Joy MacPhail, so from here in British Columbia. And the expert panel is supposed to do is to come out and say, well, look, you know, you may not like the advice, but at least here's the advice. So they suggested a couple of things that were going to get a lot of attention. One was to phase out the homeowner grant here in BC, and the other was at the federal level to eliminate the capital gains exemption for when you sell your principal residence. So you sell your principal residence, you'd be taxed on the gap between what you paid for it and what you're selling for it. That'd be pretty lucrative, as would the phasing out the homeowner grant. These are big cash windfalls for government if they did it. And, of course, the panel is saying then take that money and divert it to people who can't afford a house, can't get into social housing. So that's a recommendation. Finance Minister Selena Robinson, the provincial finance minister, she'd already ruled out phasing out the homeowner grant. So she said, basically, it's a non-starter. Thanks for the advice. I'm not doing it. And the federal finance minister, well, her government is headed into an election. This is not something you're going to announce before an election. So it's the phase out the capital gain tax exemption for principal residents is a non-starter. You know, I have to say, Simi, there is no tax more popular than a new tax you don't have to pay. You know, the speculation tax is a good example. When the Liberals put the tolls on a bridge that many of us don't have to drive on, those were popular taxes because with people who didn't have to pay them. But the reverse is true. 90% of British Columbians get the homeowner grant. Yes, I know that many of us who get it don't really need it, and I'm in that group. So, you know, I'm not going to be too angry if it's phased out. But there's a lot of people that, you know, are house rich. But income poor, they're seniors, they're living in the family home, they're holding on to the family home because it's either their retirement fund or they're going to give it to their kids, so they would be hard hit by phasing out the homeowner grant. And the same with the exemption for homes from capital gains, same
right.
thing. There's a lot of people that would be hit by these changes who would be very angry with the government, and I think that's why the politicians are very reluctant to touch either recommendation.
So true. All right, Vaughn, thank you.
Bye-bye, Simi.